Chapter 25. The Shadow. If I spend another moment in this stuffy ballroom, I'm going to start shooting people just to release some tension. There are plenty of heads in this room that I wouldn't mind embedding with a bullet. Addie stands beside me, her tiny hand gripping onto my arm like her life depends on it. It's fucking addictive. Let's get out of here, I whisper in her ear. Her sweet jasmine smell was from the juncture between her neck and shoulder, and I have to grind my teeth against the urge to take a bite. Flashes of her on her knees, that red rose in her hair as she sucked me off with a belt around that dainty neck. Fuck. A growl slips free and it takes monumental effort to bite back the satisfied grin when I feel her tremble. Her reaction is more potent than a drug. It drives me deliriously insane, and the need to wrap my hand around her throat and fuck her until neither of us can breathe is overwhelming. This woman is going to reduce me to an animal. Her head snaps towards mine, her brows scrunching in confusion and what almost looks like anger. She probably thinks I mean to leave this place entirely and deny her the chance to get information on her great-grandmother. Calm, sweet little mouse. I just meant this room. She relaxes, her shoulders dropping an inch. It goes without saying that all guests are expected to stay inside the ballroom. But if staying on the safe side of rules and laws was something I did, I wouldn't be where I am now. In a senator's house with a girl who's not supposed to want me. I grab her hand, basking in the feel of her skin against mine as I guide her out of the room. I wait until it seems all eyes have turned away from us and slip through the door and out into a grand hallway. Now would be a perfect me to search the house, see what I can discover in a pedophile's safe space. But selfishly, I want to ease some of the building tension swelling in Addie's shoulders. She's doing fucking amazing so far. Despite the obvious nerves, she's managed to make every single person in the room fall in love with her. If anything, her shy, innocent demeanor and suave words are these people's daily dose of whatever prescription pills keep them sane. I'm equal parts impressed and perturbed by her. Because all this woman has managed to do is make these people want to see her again. And that's the last thing both of us want. I slide out my phone and shoot off a quick message to Jay, asking him to take care of the security cameras. I've spotted dozens just from the entrance to the ballroom, and I'm sure Mark has a team actively watching to make sure no one does exactly what we're doing now. Mark would be alerted immediately and we would be caught before we even got a chance to have fun. Jay confirms the cameras are set and Addie and I take off. Her heels click against the tiled floor as we sneak through the maze of hallways and rooms. Occasionally, I open up doors and peek inside, finding nothing of interest. That is until we get somewhere far enough away that the noise from the ballroom no longer penetrates the walls. At the end of another hallway are wide double doors, the cherry wood standing out against the champagne walls. I head towards the doors, Addie barely keeping up behind me. Zaid, we shouldn't be sneaking around. We're going to get in trouble, she pleads, glancing behind her as if someone is hot on her heels. It's the fifth time. She said that since we left the ballroom, yet her eyes are dilated with excitement. She's not fooling me when she wears her arousal on her sleeve. She's scared. Nervous. And that feeling never fails to make her pussy dripping wet. The girl gets off on fear. The moment I realized she was turned on by the terror I instill in her, there was no chance of me ever letting her go. She was fucking made for me. Shoo, baby girl, I whisper, silencing her weak protests. Her mouth audibly clicks shut, and this me I don't bother restraining the smile. Too easy. Gently, I open the doors, sticking my head inside to look around. Takes a moment for my eyes to adjust, but my smile widens when I get a good look at the darkened room. I look back at Addie, allowing her to see my shit-eating grin. Her eyes round and another protest builds on her sharp little tongue. Yanking her inside, I quickly shut the door behind her and let her take in the room, once more silencing her objections. Movie theater. 10 rows of comfortable red chairs line the walls and in front of it is a massive screen, the sides curving to the adjoining walls to fill the viewers. Peripheral vision. It gives the effect that you're inside the movie and I know just the type of movie to watch. I note the padded walls and tightly sealed doors. This room is soundproof and I'm nearly weak in the knees with how perfect this night is turning out to be.
Zaid, whatever you're planning.
Her voice trails off when I make my way to the projector in the back of the room. There's a display screen showing the controls of the projector, along with thousands of options of movies to watch. Some of these haven't even hit theaters yet. I select the latest horror movie, set to come out in a couple of months. Which means Addie hasn't seen it, and the experience will be entirely new. Hopefully it's a good one and has the desired effect I'm looking for. Zaid, we shouldn't be in here, she says, backing away towards the door. I chuckle. Always following the rules, I observe messing with the buttons on the screen. Tell me, little mouse, are you close with your father? She sniffs.
Why would you even ask that?
Your father is an attorney, is he not? A rule follower. I imagine you got your desire to follow the rules from him, no? She scoffs.
No, I didn't learn that from him.
I pause to look over my shoulder, giving her a wicked smile. You got daddy issues then?
I don't have daddy issues. I mean, I don't really. My father has always kind of just been there. My mother was such a force that he usually faded in the background.
She finishes with another sniff, looking every bit uncomfortable. Well, if you didn't before, you do now, I drawl, my smile growing as I watch a pretty blush stain her cheeks. Her eyes round and her mouth drops in shock. I want to stick my cock in it again just to give it a better use. Her skills are very refined in that area. And thinking of how she refined those skills makes me murderous for a brief moment.
Are you saying you're my daddy?
She sputters out incredulously, bringing my attention back to her. That's right, baby. And you're my good little girl, I croon, sliding my tongue across my lower lip and looking at her like, fuck. The things I want to do to this woman. Things that would show her just how insane I can be. I am not, she hisses, though the protest is weak. Leaving the movie for now, I stalk towards her, enjoying the sight of her stumbling away from me and into a wall. If she had the power, she'd burn me to a crisp from the heat in her glare. Good thing she doesn't realize what power she truly holds yet. I don't stop pursuing her until my body is pressed into hers, relishing over the feel of her nipples cutting through her thin dress. Watching her on her knees for me earlier, sucking my cock like her life depended on it, but yet angry as hell about it, was the most magnificent sight I've ever seen. She wanted her power back in that moment, and I was more than happy to show her that she never lost it. This beautiful woman holds my life in the palm of her hand, she's just incapable of seeing it that way. The only one who's truly in danger is me. No, I whisper. I tip her chin up, brushing my lips slowly against hers. The sharp intake of breath has my cock straining against my slacks. If you were my little girl, I would worship every inch of your body for as long as our souls are tethered to this earth. My tongue would leave no part of you untouched. I nip at her bottom lip, wringing a whimper from her throat. Untasted, I murmur, my tongue darting out, sliding along the seam of her lips. My hand slides up to grip her dainty throat, and I can't stop the deep growl from forming. My fingers nearly wrapping around the entirety of her neck. I could snap it so easily, bruise it, leave my mark with my tongue and if you were my little girl, I breathe, desire growing dangerously high. Your sweet little pussy would be so full of me. You would forget what it means to feel empty. I would be inside of you so deeply, you would have to cut me out. Then I bare my teeth, squeezing her throat until her face pinkens, overcome with the thought of her trying to do something so futile. You would bleed out before that could ever happen.
I would do it,
she croaks. I loosen my hand just enough to allow her to continue.
I would take a knife and cut every inch of my skin from my body, so nothing would be lieu of your touch.
I cock a brow and grunt my amusement, both turned on and angry from her insolence. We'll see about that, I lean down, making sure that my lips brush against the shell of her ear. Little girl, I finish on a whisper. Grabbing Addie's hand, I drag her towards the touchscreen to push play on the movie, and then grab a seat smack in the middle of the front row, forcing her onto my lap. She tried to sit two seats down from me, but that only pulled a deep laugh from me. Expletives spilled from her mouth in the 5 seconds it took to wrangle her little body on top of mine. The surround sound booms with the opening credits, causing Addie to jolt against me. I wrap my arm tight.